And you take that water and a cedar bucket and let it sit there a little while and then drink it out of there, and you get used to that, and you can't hardly drink water to go anywhere else than in a metal bucket or anything. You just get used to that, and it's got a, it'll have a little bit of a cedar taste there when it stays in that cedar bucket, see?
Uh-huh.
And you sort of get used to it, and then you don't want to drink it out of there.
What about what you carry food to the hogs then?
Because well, that'd be a slop bucket. Yeah. I would carry two of them a lot of times.
Something you'd fry eggs in, that'd be a...
Skillet.
Any other names for that?
Well, a frying pan, they call them frying pans. But now, what I call a frying pan was a... it was made out of tin.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a frying pan. We got some of them in there. And we got a skillet in there too. It's metal.
Mm-hmm.
See, a skillet is made out of cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, there's one right there with aluminum skillets there, you see. They were supposed to be something else, but we didn't like them things. We bought a set of them, and we didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff don't taste right cooked out of them when you get used to just something about it. And then after they run them a while, they said, oh, them things is dangerous. You liable to get some of that aluminum down and kill you. But we never worried about anything like that. We just didn't like it cooked out there. Just like used to, we cook red beans and we had a dinner pot. What they call a dinner pot we cooked them in. Boy, we wouldn't eat them things if they weren't cooked out of that dinner pot. They weren't even good cooked in anything else.
What was the dinner pot like?
Well, it was a cast iron pot, and it hold about 2 gallons, I imagine. And it had little legs on the bottom of it, about that long, 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could set it down, you know, on a stove or a fire, and it'd set up little buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they cooked the beans in. Had a lid that went over it, and boy, you put them beans in there and let them cook real slow for about a half a day with that lid on them. And they wasn't nothing no better than beans, they wasn't.
Well, do you ever hear something called a spider or a creeper?
A what?
Something called a spider, something like a skillet that had legs on it and you could set in the fireplace, but smaller than this pot.
A spider?
Uh-huh. Do you ever see?
No, I don't believe I have.
Uh-huh. What about something that you have out in the backyard for heating water to boil the clothes in?
Well, that there's a wash pot. We got one of them up yonder now, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Up yonder, I took it up yonder. I hope it's still up there. Them things got where these people, I don't know, I guess they want them for souvenirs or something. I don't know what for. They got where they're pretty high. Well, we got one up yonder. And
they got
them old wash pots. They put their... Now, boy, I tell you, that's something else. Now, I've seen my wife do it many times, my mother. We go down, we had a pool, went down to the pool to wash, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that pot down there. He went down there, I've had to care up wash wood a lot of times. Go out in the wood and break up a lot of old limbs and things. They didn't want you to use the good wood around there. They didn't want you to use old limbs and stuff like that. Drag up a bunch of old limbs, get a fire started around that wash pot and get that water, I mean, rolling. They throw some Life soap in there and get it all soaked up, and they put them clothes in there. And I guarantee you, they wouldn't be nothing on them when they come out of there. And they have a stick, they call a punching stick, and they reach down and get them clothes out of there and carry them over there and put them in a wash tub then.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run them over that rub board. Anyway, I've seen them wash, scrub on there, and they use that Lye soap back in them days, about all they had. And I've seen blood around their fingers that way, run up and down that rub board, see.
What about the thing you'd heat water to make tea in?
Well, that would be what we call a teapot, I guess. That's what, or a tea kettle, or
uh-huh.
whatever you want to call it.
Have you ever heard the wash pot called a kettle?